Hello, you guys. 每周三来到 15 Minutes Cafe 英语咖啡馆，喝一杯老师们的本周主题特调，一起来探讨国际文化、时事、职涯、网络和音乐等多元主题，轻松吸收主题相关的词汇、惯用语和常用例句。And guys, welcome to today's 15 Minutes Cafe. And what are we doing today? We are actually sitting in the kitchen of Jan's home. And why are we doing this? Because we're going to be doing and talking about a food-related topic.That was requested by one of our members previously, talking about baked products, specifically a type of cake that is very common in Taiwan. So most of us know it as the 古早味蛋糕, or we can call it 蜂蜜蛋糕, or there are very many names to it. And we have on the table right now two of the famous Castella cakes from...So, Klim, please take it over. Tell us what you brought today.
Two Castella cake, one from 初心果寮, a brand.
Very nice.
From Amo 蛋糕.
From Amo. We know Amo very well.
Yeah.
Amo is everywhere in Taipei. And obviously, they have major stores in all the big cities in Taiwan. Fantastic. And the other one?
And the other one is a famous brand in Taipei, which name is 南蛮堂, 南蛮豆.
My favorite by far. After you've tried this, you guys, there's no going back. You would love it forever. This is like the girlfriend you will never have. And the wife you always want. This is how delicious it is. The Castella cake, I think we have the original flavor here today from 南蛮堂. It's one of my favorites, definitely.
And do you know the word 南蛮 means...
It's a Japanese name, isn't it?
It's a Japanese word. You guys maybe know a kind of sweet called wakashi, 五合果子.
Oh, yes. So like a little dumpling, like a little bun.
Yeah.
It's a miniature dessert.
And?
Small dessert.
Small dessert, yes. Yeah. And 南蛮菓子, 南蛮果子 is kind of wakashi.
Oh, okay. So it's a type of the little desserts that Japanese people have.
Yeah.
So this bakery is named after that.
Then after it, yes.
Okay. And then it gives people the idea of, hey, you come to my bakery, you will buy delicious little desserts. Honestly, if in terms of size, I think their Castella cake right now that I'm looking at on the table is slightly smaller than most other people's cakes.
Actually, they have bigger size, but I think the small one is just enough.
The small one is good enough for us today, yes. At first, when I saw the cake, I thought,Wow, this is a tiny cake. I mean, can finish it in two bites. And then I didn't realize that it is so flavorful and it is so, can I say the word dense? Because it's not very thick, but it's dense. It's soft, but you still have to chew, slightly chew it. Okay. And it almost melts in your mouth. It's very, very, it's got that nice texture. And literally, I finished the whole cake by myself in two bites.Almost two bites, because I just shove it down my face. And obviously, Klim gives me that, what are you doing? You are disrespecting the food here. And me, I'm just putting it in my face. So the sweetness from the cake is very, very subtle. It's not donut sweet.
Mm.
It's got that little bit of a sophisticated sugar sweetness to it, to me. It slowly melts in your mouth. And as you chew it, the sweetness come out. And I think it's very sophisticated. This is more for adults.For kids, this might be a waste of money because kids will just shove it in the face like I did and just waste it. I don't think this is a good children's gift. This is more an adult gift. Okay, so thank you, Klim, for bringing this to me. As far as I'm concerned, this is the best Castella cake I've ever had. The best, by far. So guys, we're going to be talking about Castella cake today. And the reason is...That number one, Castella cake has its origins from Japan, apparently. And obviously, we are heavily influenced by Castella cake in Taiwan. So it's worth talking about it and discussing why it's everywhere and why it's part of our lives today. And as Klim also brought another flavored cake from Amo. So Amo sells it and a lot of bakery sells it.And every bakery has their own interpretation of what Castella cake is. Some may look like the traditional honey cake. Some may look like the Japanese version. Some may even look like the street vendor version on the side of the street or close to the MRT exits. You get these little stores, and they have a big tray, and they cut it out. It's almost sponge cake looking. It's not very delicate, not very sophisticated. That's also a Castella cake. So we're going to cover that very, very quickly for you guys today. So, Clem, please tell us the origin of Castella, because Castella doesn't sound very Japanese. It's not a Japanese word.
Okay. So the story of Castella is as rich as its flavors. 刚刚讲的说，或是很多人会叫它蜂蜜蛋糕吗？
Yes, honey cake.
Honey cake. Well,
yes.
But please do not call Castella as honey cake. Okay.
Why? Because it's not made from honey, or why?
In the origin, Castella cake in Japan doesn't use honey.
Oh, they don't have honey.
They don't have honey inside.
So then, why do we call it honey cake then?
Because it's flavored just like honey.
Oh, because of the mixture of the egg, the flour, and the sugar. So it tastes like honey, rich like honey. Very, very interesting. And also, when I was a kid, when we still lived in Taiwan back in the day, I remember the honey cake, a lot of people would have honey logos, like a bee logo on them, right? Or bee art. So kids would love them. Yay, honey, honey, honey. Well, now I know. No honey.
Well, now in Taiwan, some Castella just have honey inside, yeah. But the origin doesn't have honey.
The original Castella cake. What about the ones we see in the department stores in Japan? Because you go to a department store, you usually see this long line of people line and they buy this Castella cake, right? It's kind of long and short in width. And they people stand in line. People just line up for it. It's crazy. What do they call that? It's called, I think it's called Fusao, right?
Yeah.
Long lines always, and I don't see on their packaging any B logo, right? Mm-hmm. Most of the Castella cakes in Taiwan, we would have the B logo on it.
Yeah.
Or the name saying honey cake. But in Japan, I realized, is it the same thing? Because they don't have the B logo.
Yeah.
And they go by the name of the bakery. They usually, the bakery just sells that, the one product, right? Mm-hmm. They don't sell too much of the other thing, but people line up to buy the same thing. Is that the traditional Castella, or is the Taiwan version the traditional Castella?
The Japanese department stores are like Fukusaya or Bumendo, the famous brand. They sell traditional Castella cake.
So they are the traditional.
Yeah.
We are the new modernized version of Castella cake. Okay. No problem. So whether you have honey or no honey, it doesn't matter. It all tastes sweet.
Sweet.
A little moist.
A little moist.
Yes.
Yeah.
What else can we describe Castella as? Can we say fluffy? Because I think Japanese traditional Castella cake is not that fluffy.
Yeah.
It's a little thick and dense. But the one we see near the MRT station, that's more like a sponge cake, isn't it? But it smells and tastes almost like... But what's it called? The stores near the MRT exit is called 古早味蛋糕. And that is our version.
I think it's more like sponge cake.
More like sponge cake.
No, I think it's more like chiffon.
Chiffon?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Isn't chiffon a little bit like softer? Because
softer and smoothie.
Okay, for sure.
Sure.
And I think that kind of cake also in Taiwan is super popular, because I see every time I would go to some of these MRT exits, the popular exits, you get out and you smell that cake smell, right?
Yeah.
The lovely vanilla cake smell. But Castella cake, do they add vanilla flavor to it?
No.
No vanilla, right?
No vanilla.
Okay, because I don't smell it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is the big differentiating factor, right? How do you know if it's just a regular sponge cake or a Castella? A Castella, you would never add any other flavor, correct? You would not add vanilla, or you can't add chocolate. It's not something that you really add flavor to. The original one is the one that you would buy. Egg, yellow looking.
Yellow looking, yeah.
So let's quickly talk about taking a step further, right? The history of Castella, because Castella is not a Japanese word, we know. But Castella obviously made famous by Japanese people. We are heavily influenced by Japanese people. So Clem, tell us, where does Castella really come from?
Okay, dating back to the 16th century, the age of discovery.
Okay.
So the Castella was introduced to Japan by Portuguese missionaries in Nagasaki.
In Nagasaki.
Yeah.
Oh, the story of the black ship, right? They landed in Nagasaki and then they started trading.
对，所以你会看到很多的翻译会把它叫做长崎蛋糕。
Oh, that's why. Okay. Because of that beginning, the beginning of trading. Hey, what does your cake look like? You know, our cake look like this, your cake looks like that. And then there's exchange, there's trades. Okay, so Japanese people learn from there. That is 16th century. And I have some information here from Wikipedia. So originally known as pão de Castela, meaning bread from Castile.
Yeah.
That was the original Portuguese name. And then Japanese people learned it, and then they created the Castela cake.
Yeah.
From that idea. Fantastic. 16th century. Can you imagine? Mm-hmm.
刚刚说到福古斯亚吗？
Yeah.
他在大概 16th century 的时候就已经在了这家店。
Seriously?
Yeah.
It's been around that long.
Yeah.
That bakery.
Mm-hmm.
Since the 16th century.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they've been selling the only one product. Okay. Good for them. That's how Japanese people work, right? They do something great and they keep doing it forever.
Mm-hmm.
So we just heard that I had Namantang, which is also quite an old bakery. It's not a new bakery. It's got history.
About 30 years.
30 years. Okay, but it's not like 100 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So what about our real old, old, old Nagasaki cake? Do we have any bakeries that do old style honey cake or Nagasaki cake or Castella cake?
One famous shop in Taichung, which then is Banshenbenpu.
They are like the oldest.
Yeah.
Mm. And how old are they?
More than 60 years.
More than 60 years. Very, very good. So you guys, be sure to check it out. If you are a big fan of Castella cake, go to these stores. Try the original and try the modernized one. See which one you like because you might have a special preference. My first time with Namantang is also like amazing to me. It's the first time I've tasted something amazing like that. And I've tried Fusawu actually because my mother-in-law loves it.
Mm-hmm.
When they come to Sogo, we usually buy a few for her. She chows them. She loves them. But I personally think it's kind of too rich. I don't usually eat more than two pieces.
Very rich, very sweet.
Very sweet.
And
yes.
Do you remember the Hukusaya's Castella cake? They have some crunchy sugars under it.
Yes, they have a crunchy base, a base that's slightly crunchy. I cannot say whether I like it or not, but I think it's very unique.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's unique. I don't expect cakes like this to have a bottom layer that's crunchy. And then I tried Namantang's version of it. I actually preferred, for some odd reason, I actually prefer the thinner layer of Namantang's bottom crunch part. The crunch base not for Namantang is a lot thinner, which is, I think, almost like icing on top. It's just a little topping. So adding a little bit of texture to your bite, that's all. Whereas the traditional ones from Japan, there's too much of a crunch. You know, I'm not sure if I'm having tiramisu, but, you know, the base of a tiramisu or something. Personally, I think in terms of the better mix, in terms of flavors and sugariness, sweetness, the base layer crunch, I think Namantang's got great balance. As far as I'm concerned, they have great flavor balance. They got great bite balance. I cannot say anything better than that. And I did shove two pieces in my face already just now. In Japan, how did they perfect? What is the process of Japanese people perfecting the original Portuguese Castella cake?
When Castella made its way to Japan, underwent several changes, notably a transition from a round shape to a square shape.
Oh, from round shape to square.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Better, easier to cut. Not a round, easy mold, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I told you the Castella's texture is a little moist because they add an unique ingredient.
Okay, cold?
Cold. Mizame. 大家可以去看一下，如果你去买日式的 Castella， 他、如果写汉字，写一个叫水仪的东西，就是那个东西。
Oh, I've seen that word. So, how do we pronounce that word again?
米子阿美。
米子阿美 ，OK， sounds like my grandma's name.
这个东西基本上是一种麦芽糖啊。
Oh, so it's malt syrup.
Mm.
And I think that kind of makes sense because sugar is very expensive in the old days.
Yeah.
So they mostly use malt syrup. Right, or malt. malt sugar to the baked goods. The Japanese traditional ones would add mizuame or liquid malt syrup. And what does it do to the texture of the castella? It would change it, right?
It would change it moisture and sweetness and like, create a honey-like flavor.
Really? It's because mizuame, that's why it's got that honey-ish flavor, not sugar? Interesting. So for those of you who know castella cake or don't know castella cake, now you know. There's no honey in it. And it's probably because of the mizuame or ratio of the sugar in the cake. That's giving you that idea of, hey, it's made from honey, but it's not.
Mm. So next time when you're going to Japan to buy the castella cake, and I think they'll tell you to not eat it immediately. Just put it about 2 or 3 days.
Really? You shouldn't eat it immediately? Mm-hmm. You should leave it in your fridge for 2 to 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
To wait for...
那还有一个熟成的味道。
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you gotta age your cake.
Yeah.
I know you have to age your steak, but I don't know. Yeah. You have to age your cake. Okay, that's interesting. Cool. So be sure to check that out. Next time I go to Japan, I'll definitely ask them, hey, do I have to age this? Put it in the fridge for 2 days? What else is interesting about castella cake?
Let's talk about Taiwan's castella cake, okay?
Cool.
And John just talked about guzawei dangao.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of castella cake.
Yes.
And some brands are adding really the real honey inside. So the honey cake is a kind of castella cake.
Okay. So castella cake with real honey.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys know this, but a kind of rock grilled cake. Yanshaodan grilled cake.
Rock grilled cake. I haven't heard of it, but mm-hmm. I probably have had it. Right? Because these cakes in Taiwan, they're everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yes.
Every bakery made this.
So what does rock grilled cake look like?
It's usually a sponge cake or chiffon the cake body.
Uh-huh.
And they have so much cheese inside.
So it's like a soft, moist cheesecake?
Moist cheesecake and grilled it.
Okay, interesting. I think I must have had it, or some restaurants must have had served it as dessert,
mm-hmm.
right? You go to a restaurant, you have a set meal, and they probably served it. So other than rock grilled cake, what other cakes do we have in terms of interesting variations of castella? Because I heard there's something called baby castella that I Googled, yeah. And tofu castella, and I'm like, is it a thing? Is it cool to have these different flavors or different styles of castella today?
Okay. Because castella 的做法是要把面糊放到一个模子里面去烤嘛.
So you have to put the dough in the mold.
Mold. Yeah, okay. To bake it.
Yes. No problem. That's why it's got the shape.
So not only cake, but some food made in this way also called castella.
No way. No.
So tofu castella is...
Oh, I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it.
The tofu castella is a fish cake.
Oh, fish paste in the mold.
Yeah. Adding tofu inside. It's,
okay.
Yeah, it's in Akita.
From Akita.
It's from Akita.
Ah. So anything long, rectangular, or squared is something you can call a castella. Mm-hmm. But that's how people coined it. Well, it's just marketing, I guess, because they don't have a better word for it.
Mm-hmm. And you just told about baby castella.
Yeah.
It's very common in Taiwan.
Now?
Mm-hmm.
Baby castella? Really?
You can guess what it is.
What is baby castella? Cupcakes?
No.
Single slice castella cake?
Single slice castella. No.
Because sometimes they package it in single slices. No.
Baby means small mold.
Oh, small mold.
And it's commonly found at festivals.
Oh, baby mold castella.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
其实就是大街小巷可以看到的鸡蛋糕了。
Oh, really? I thought that is more sponge cake than castella. But this begs the question now. Okay, I think we have gotten to a critical point. Now I'm confused. Well, I need to be enlightened. I need to clarify that. There must be a difference between sponge cake and castella, right? Because we are confusing the two a lot, or I am confusing the two. You obviously know what castella is. So what exactly is the main difference between a sponge cake and a castella cake?
I think the most difference is The ingredients.
The ingredients. Okay, mm-hmm. What are the key difference in the ingredients?
The original Castilla cake is just made with flour, sugar, and eggs.
Flour, sugar, eggs.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
No oil, no butter, no milk.
No oil, no butter, no milk.
Mm-hmm.
And mizu ame, right? The traditional one. They add mizu ame into
the
it.
The
Japanese way.
Yeah.
But if we don't include mizu ame in it, the Taiwan version, it's just flour, sugar, eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And a sponge cake?
Sponge cake will add butter.
Oh, we'll add butter mm-hmm. to it. And then we will also do, like my mother growing up, I've seen her do a couple of sponge cakes. Vanilla essence. She puts a drop of vanilla essence. You know, kids love that flavor, right? We love that flavor. If you add any vanilla essence into your baked goods, it tastes different. It's got that smell.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very different. And also, sponge cake, the general shape of sponge cake is in a round form. Castella is generally that mold, that square mold.
Yeah, the square mold.
The square mold, that's the key.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So tomorrow, if I put all my rice in a square mold, I can call it Castella rice.
You got it.
I'll do Castella rice. I'll do Castella bread. I will do Castella fish. Put all my fish.
So toast kind of Castella.
Ooh, good point. No, but we have to get the bread dough to get moist because bread is not that moist, right? General bread is not that moist.
Yeah.
So what if we do bread dough and we add mizu ame and put it in Castella mold? That'll be interesting. That'll be a Frankenstein cake. Frankenstein bread cake. So going off on a tangent. Guys, if you want to know the difference between your mom's homemade sponge cake and your Castella cake, the mold. Start with the mold and then think about the ingredients. If your mother adds butter into it, then you tell your mom, Mommy, that is called a vanilla sponge cake. Castella, no vanilla essence, no butter. And the moisture, if you want it moist, it has to come from mizu ame.
Yeah.
Something like malt syrup, some kind of syrup. Well, if you're from Canada, you can probably put maple syrup in.
Maybe.
You'll get a surprise, like Canadian Castella cake. Let's move on to the last part. And this is the part where we're going to do a challenge. So I'm going to challenge Klim to a duel. We're going to try and describe Castella cake. I described Nan Man Tang's Castella cake like it is the best thing on earth, right? So we're going to have Klim describe Castella cake. You describe maybe texture, ingredient, whatever, and I will follow up. And let's see who wins, who has the most descriptions for the Castella cake. Do you want to rock, paper, scissors first? You want to see who go first? Rock, paper, scissors. Okay, I lost. You want to go first or I go first?
Go first. The texture of this Castella cake is just perfect. Not too dense, not too tight.
Not too dense, not too...
light.
Not too light. Okay, so you talked about the texture. I'm going to go with this Castella cake is so soft and fluffy. It melts in your mouth.
Melts in mouth?
Like I described it. I described this earlier. It melts in my mouth like honey. Right? Like honey sort of melts in your mouth.
Okay. And I described the granulated sugar makes the Castella cake taste crunchy.
The granulated sugar. Oh, fancy word. Granulated sugar base makes the Castella cake taste crunchy. Oh, fancy word, granulated, you know, very high level fancy word there. Okay, let's see if I can top that. I love the simplicity of Castella cake and the taste is very comforting to my taste bud.
Oh.
So I have a fancy word there, simplicity, right? I love it because it's so simple, so easy. And then also, it comforts my taste buds.
The Castella cake tastes like the one my grandmother used to make. It's like a trip down memory lane.
It's a trip down memory lane. Super envious if your grandma makes a cake like this. Super envious. Or your mom knows how to make a cake like this. Super, super envious. A trip down memory lane for sure. Like me, that's how I remember Castella cake growing up. It's nostalgic, right? How can you beat grandma's handmade Castella cake? You can't. You can't beat that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry, I give up. Thank you. Okay, if you start using grandma, you cannot beat grandma's cooking. You cannot beat grandma's baking. That, in my definition, grandma's baking is, you can buy all sorts of cake, but you're always looking for your grandma's flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your grandma's secret recipe. And what is grandma's secret recipe? Usually made from love. So guys, thank you very much for joining us today. And if you are a big fan of Castella cake like we are, please do tell us which bakery is your favorite store. And let us know, and we will give you a shout out in the next episode. And for those of you who are not educated about Castella like I am, please do tell us, send us a request, send us a comment. Let us know what other baked products you would like to hear. And we will do some research and also try them out for you and recommend the store that you should go to. Guys, if you want study notes related to all the phrases and the terms we use today, please check out our VIP membership as well. We offer additional content like study notes to help you understand most of the things that we have discussed in this episode. Thank you very much, and we will catch you in the next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.